This Easter weekend is suffused with premonitions and apparitions of death. Terry Schiavo, reportedly weakening as the last signs of life slow down. Pope John Paul II, ailing, serene, awaiting, in the words of a Vatican statement, the hand of God. And the shooting deaths of 10 people at Red Lake High School in Minnesota, including the suicide of the 16-year-old assailant. Public opinion polls being done about the Terry Schiavo case seem to show that most Americans do not fear death. They can accept death in the ordinary course of life. As the journalist Stuart Alsop wrote in his memoir of struggling against leukemia, there comes a time when we need to die, just as we need to sleep. What many people fear more than death is being trapped between death and a kind of suspended life that's visible only as breaths and blips on medical machinery. To many, that doesn't seem like life at all, but a kind of boundless purgatory. Many medical and legal experts this week have said that one of the lessons of Terry Schiavo's case is the need for people to draft living wills, legal documents that specify what kind of medical treatment people want or don't to continue their lives in the event of accident or terminal illness. Living wills may be a satisfactory legal solution, but for many, it may not always anticipate what are, in the end, human needs. Living wills can be like marriage vows. You can mean them utterly and sincerely when you say them, but life intrudes, circumstances change. The vows we make at one point in our lives can seem impossible to live by later on. When my stepfather turned 80, he told me that he never wanted to live if he couldn't walk or read. By the time he was 86, he was confined to a wheelchair and couldn't read, but he wanted to keep on going. People so often find the strength and even the joy to live with pains and sorrows that we once thought we could never bear. This week I got several emails from members of a group called Not Dead Yet. They take their name from a plague victim in a Monty Python film who's thrown onto an ox cart heaped with bodies and keeps climbing out to announce, "Hello, not dead yet, you know." All of them say that once they had been left for dead and have heard it said that they would be better off that way. Joe Ford, a member of that group, who's now a junior at Harvard, says he regrets that Terry Schiavo's case has become cast as a contest between right and left, a husband against parents, or religious principles against the separation of church and state. Mr. Ford thinks the larger concern that we all have to embrace, especially this weekend, is to cherish the lives we are given with every breath. I hear babies cry and I watch them go. They'll learn much more. What a wonderful world, world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds all far behind. And it's 18 minutes past the hour.